Rahm Emanuel was so cold he could see his breath as he crossed the White House parking lot and entered the West Wing lobby. It was December 5th, 2008, an unusually frigid morning in Washington, D.C. But it wasn't the weather that sent a chill through Emanuel. It was the unbelievably daunting challenge that lay ahead. In just 6 weeks, Emanuel would become White House Chief of Staff to Barack Obama, the 44th President of the United States. But for more than a month, he had watched in astonishment as the world they were about to inherit was turned upside down. The U.S. economy was teetering on the edge of another Great Depression. Credit, the lifeblood of the world economy, was frozen. The entire auto industry was on the brink of collapse. Two bloody wars were mired in stalemate. There was more than a little truth, Emanuel thought, to the headline in The Onion, "Black Man Given Nation's Worst Job." The stiletto-tongued infighter, former senior advisor to Bill Clinton and congressman from Illinois, felt apprehensive. "I brought my pillow and my blankie," he would later joke, looking back at that dark morning when the fate of the new administration seemed to hang in the balance. The truth was, Rahm Emanuel was scared. The unannounced gathering at the White House that morning looked like a Cold War-era national security crisis. Black sedans and SUVs rolled up. Men in dark suits clambered into the executive mansion. Emanuel thought about the elite fraternity that was assembling here. Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Leon Panetta, Howard Baker Jr., Jack Watson, Ken Duberstein, John Sununu, Sam Skinner, Mac McClarty, John Podesta, Andrew Card, Joshua Bolton. They were among Washington's most powerful figures of the last half century, secretaries of defense, OMB directors, governor, CIA director, majority leader, and vice president. But they had one thing above all in common. It was a special bond, a shared trial by fire that transcended their political differences. Every one of them had served as White House Chief of Staff. As they gathered in the office they had all once occupied, now home to Joshua Bolton, George W. Bush's current chief, they mingled and swapped stories. It had been Bolton's idea to bring all the former White House chiefs together after the election to give his successor advice on how to do the job. Bolton guessed that of the 13 other living chiefs, maybe a half dozen would actually show up. But to his amazement, only Reagan's James Baker and Clinton's Erskine Bowles were no-shows. "It really was an amazing day," recalls John Podesta, Clinton's final chief, "because it was quite a collection of individuals, from Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld to me and Rahm. The span of ideology and politics, the span of history, was all very present. And we all got the chance to give Rahm one piece of advice." Clinton's gregarious former chief, Leon Panetta, about to be tapped as Obama's CIA director, was in his element. "All of them were my close friends," he recalls, "and to have them together in that room, to wish Rahm Emanuel the best in his entry into that rogues gallery of chiefs of staff, that was a very special moment." The ghosts of presidencies past hovered around them. "It's a space where you feel the presence of history," Bolton would recall. They were all transported back to their time in office.